No, but do they accept the scientific discovery of man?
Yes, sir.
Then there is no, it's not at all difficult to disprove whatever is said in Bible about the creation of man. Everything has already been disproved and long been disproved by the Christians themselves. All the scientific discovery about the origin of life and origin of man tells us that it is hundreds of thousands of years before Adam was ever born that we have found, we get the evidence of man's presence on earth. And many types of men have been discovered. Recently there was an article about Sudan. Now the limelight is being shifted to Sudan because they have discovered some remnants of human bones which indicate that perhaps the first man was born in Sudan. Previously it was Neanderthal man, then it became the Chinese man and so on and so forth. But the more and more the investigation is sinking deeper, the origin of man is being removed farther away in time from us. And it may be a million years or more, or we don't know as yet.
Is there any book or any pamphlets that I can look upon as references to this?
You can ask. I mean, this is not a commonplace thing. I can't refer to any particular book, but it has become just commonplace. Go to any library and tell him, give me something on the origin of man or the age of man. How long the Homo sapien has been found on this earth to our knowledge. He would suggest so many books to you, and you can open it up at the right place and show it to your Christian friends.
Okay, thank you very much.
Tomorrow then, already late, yes? Your question, you are still here, aren't you?
Yes, sir.
Okay. The Azan, please. We Muslims, we never call them non-Muslims. But when they call us non-Muslims, this is against our profession. They have no right. When we call them kafirs, we call them kafirs of Hazrat Masih Maud alayhi salatu wasalam, and they accept it. So we never attribute anything against their claims. While they, when they call it not, call us non-Muslims, they call us the people who do not believe in Hazrat Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wasalam, which is totally false, entirely wrong. So our position is justifiable and their position is not justifiable.